need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, lawyers and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and yes, we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Frederick Trump. We don't know. Actually, Donald Trump doesn't even know where his father was born. But one thing we do know, wherever we're born, whoever we are, whatever we do, whoever we vote for, rich or poor, black or white, yellow, orange, yeah, Trump. We know we are all children of sex, with a capital X. So, I don't have very many people here, but can I get an amen?
Amen! Amen.
Oh, that sounded pretty good. How about an amen?
Amen!
Amen.
Welcome to the new Bonoboville!
Woo!
That's right. That's where we are. The new Church of the Bonobo Way is in session, and we are in the new Bonoboville, and we have a new space, a new place, new mountains, new neighbors,
new air,
new places to have sex. Oops, gotta watch out for the neighbors though when you have sex in a new place. But anyway, it's great, and this is our first show in the new Bonoboville. Yay! Welcome, brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. And I am just basically testing systems, my Mecca and my Orga, actually, both. I am testing the audio, the video, the dildo. Anyway. We're testing all of our systems, and I'm also testing my voice, which has that Lauren Bacall quality right now. I know, you love it. And that is due to climate change, really, I would say. The fires, the building that's going on, all the things that the 1% sort of represented by Trump, deny. But here it is, you hear it in my voice, and some of you are feeling your respiratory illnesses are up, although I'm fighting it, right? I'm a lover, not a fighter, but some things you gotta fight, right? Something. So I'm fighting these little mucus microbes, whatever the hell they are. Now, which camera's Facebook and which one?
Facebook,
this is Facebook. Okay, you guys totally confused me because I thought you said you were going to have the Facebook camera.
No.
Okay, so I can show my nipple here. No, never mind. Well, anyway, we don't have any guests tonight. So I'm sorry about that because I know it's fun when we have guests. I'll try to be kind of fun, but you know, we're testing, okay? testicles, test last will and testament, back to the Bible, right? Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. A lot of sex in the Bible. You gotta read between the lines. So, you can tweet though, and you can Facebook. That's right. You could, comment. Blossom is here. Hello, Blossom.
Hello.
She's wearing her hat and her love sweatshirt, True Love.
Yes.
And Blossom is gonna check out your comments. If you've got any good ones,
I'll keep in touch.
You know, she might mention them. And Rami is going to check out your tweets if you've got any good ones of those. You know, questions about sex, love, life, moving. Oh, my God. Do I know about moving? I mean, boxes. Here's my clothes, by the way.
Here's my clothes, by the way.
You're suffocating right now in saran wrap. This is the best way to transport them, though. But honestly, they look to me, they resemble the people that Trump is keeping out of America. Because they're like struggling at the border to get in. It looks like my clothes are struggling
Your clothes are the wall.
To get out. And they are making a wall.
They're making a wall.
And it's probably just as effective as the Trump wall. Although, what's effective is people with weapons. And that's scary. And that harms people. People are getting sick and dying, and people are getting hurt, and they need asylum, and Trump isn't giving it. He doesn't even believe in any of it, even though his granddad, not his dad, as he said, he's Mr. Malaprop, and that's why we have the dunce cap on him over there. But, you know, that's okay. What upsets me is that he doesn't acknowledge that his grandfather and his mother were immigrants, and this country is built on immigrants. And if it's not, we should just give it back to the Native Americans, which maybe we should do, except I don't know where I would live.
I don't know where
it goes. I know. No, that would be. I think we should, but I mean, you know, I'm not that much of a bleeding heart liberal. Although we should, you know, certainly give Standing Rock and places like that back to the natives of this land. So anyway, no guests, so I'm going to pontificate a lot, as you can already hear. Marilyn is here, though. Wow, look at that. And she's art, so I think you can show her boobs on Facebook. Anyway, they're not real boobs, Facebook. These are very out of proportion boobs. Not real at all.
They don't even look like
that. They're not real.
I have always had her in my office. Not always, actually. Max, my partner, and husband, and the captain of my heart, and also the executive producer of the Dr. Susan Block Show, co-founder of Bonoboville, and he gave me that, I guess. Well, it was part of your dowry when we entered into marriage.
I bought that,
it was part of the.
I bought that 40 years ago for $400.
Wow, 40 years ago. And we've been married 27 years. You didn't buy it. Did you buy it 40 years ago? Okay, wow. It's older than I thought. I thought you got it a few years before we got married. But anyway, it was made by this guy, Mark something, who used to only paint Marilyn's, and always when he was drunk. And he obviously did a very, very good job. I mean, it's a beautiful piece, and he does a lot of them. So I've had it in my office, but now my office is differently shaped. I'm not going to say smaller. Differently shaped, and we love difference, right? And so I'm happy to share it with you, you know, because you don't usually get to see it. And isn't she beautiful? She's my angel. My middle name is Marilyn. How about that? Yeah. So, you know, I've had Marilyn with me all my life. My dad wanted to name me Marilyn, but my mother wouldn't hear of it. She thought that was too slutty.
She said, she
gave me the corny name of Susan. All right. You know, but at least my middle name is Marilyn, and I love my patron saint, Marilyn Monroe. But don't follow in her footsteps and kill yourself or let some politician kill you or whatever happened to her. So, what else is happening? Wow, so much. We're going to take a tour soon. The last time I talked to you all, I guess I did the Lupercalia show. That was amazing. That was beautiful and so inspiring. And that was one of our orgiastic shows. And it featured the goddess Phoenix. And I'm now wielding her fiber optic whip. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Goddess Phoenix. I'll see you at DomCon. That's right. Coming up very soon. May 11th, I think. Saturday. I'm not sure what time. I will be speaking at DomCon on the Bonobo Way. This is a little crack they gave me as a guest of honor when I was there, not last year, but the year before, and I love DomCon. It's my Bonoboville away from Bonoboville. You know, I do a lot of Bonobo Way talks, but I think this will be my fourth one at DomCon, and I just love the Doms and the subs and the energy. Yes, yeah. Blossom, you haven't been there yet, but Blossom's gonna come. And we're going to bring a bunch of bonobos. Abe is going to come. Mar is not going to be here. But we'll have other people here. Anna will probably be here.
Anna!
Yes, Anna went to DomCon last year. So, you know, there's a lot of energy. And you should come to my Bonobo Way session, which is sometime on Saturday. And I'm also going to do a Bonobo Way session in my hometown of Philadelphia.
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Philly, man.
What is that? June the 16th. Oh, Abe's in my birthday month. We're going to go to Philly, my hometown, where I first learned about love. Because everybody learns about love as soon as they're born. Or maybe even before they're born. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to try to give any grist for the mill of the so-called pro-lifers. But, I mean, you know, little pre-embryos, or not embryos, but fetuses. Embryos don't do nothing. But the fetus, just before birth, sometimes masturbates, puts the hand between the legs, and gives themselves pleasure. And certainly once they're born, they're into touch and pleasure and looking and laughing and loving, and it's very important to love your child, unless you're child-free like me, and then you avoid all that shit. But anyway, I do believe that that is incredibly important. One of the reasons that I'm not doing it, because I am just, you know, barely able to handle myself, Max, and Bonoboville. And I try to handle you guys, you know, help and do what I can, and you all help me so much. I'm so grateful to everyone in the inner circle of Bonoboville, and also all you guys out there, you know, Facebook, Twitter, on our site, drsusanblock.tv, on bonoboville.com, who are, you know, participating in Bonoboville indirectly, or being guests on the show, or of course my clients, whose names I shall not name. Of course, because, you know, it's very private doing telephone sex therapy. I'm a public person, but we're very private about our therapy because we understand that for most people, sex is shameful to talk about. It's hard to talk about it, you know, and we understand that. And we have people all over the world from LA to Saudi Arabia, and a lot of people in Trump country. So much as I have my differences with Mr. Trump, or Trumpus, the Trumpus, he's sitting right there near Blossom, We keep him gagged on the Dr. Susan Block show, so I'm okay with him being here. And if he could only stay gagged in the White House, I'd be okay with him being there. Put him under gag order. Yes, of course, it is a penis pacifier that he's gagged with. And he has a mushroom pee-pee, just like Stormy Daniels described. And he's wearing a dunce cap. So everything is appropriate. Everything is in order.
Everything's in order.
And yet, speaking of order, some of you have seen this interview that I did about post-Trump sex disorder. Oh, my goddess. Wow. I mean, I first heard about it from Cosmo, and I love Cosmo. By the way, I've got a new interview coming out in Cosmo on anal sex tips. They keep having to talk about anal sex tips in Cosmo because, you know, you can never get too many anal sex tips. And it's a lot of gals are reading it at I don't know how young an age. And I mean, I hope they're not having anal sex at a really young age. Although I must admit that when I was in high school and I went to a public school like Bernie Sanders, my hero, but I would learn about sex from the girls that went to the Catholic school. And they said that they didn't have to use birth control because they weren't allowed in their Catholic religion. So they had anal sex. They also had oral sex, which I was okay with. But anal sex? Oh my God, these girls were tough.
They were tough.
It wasn't that tough. Anyway, don't try to be tough. Your first time having anal sex, please use a lot of lube, go slow, play with yourself first. It's almost masturbation month. Don't let somebody just shove it in there, okay?
I always find that children like to put their finger up their ass and then smoke it. It's the smell of
smoke.
Actually, when I was a kid, we would try to smoke it.
No, we would try to smoke
other things.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Put that in your pipe and smoke. No. Well, I don't know. Oh, I'm not saying children should do it. I'm saying...
No,
anyway, what I'm saying is... When you do your thing by yourself in the bathtub, do a little preliminary. See how you like it. And, you know, it's not going to hurt you when you do it to you, I don't think, unless you're really a masochist, in which case, go at it. But I don't want to, you know, kind of encourage that level of masochism. So try to make it fun and read about it in Cosmo. Next week it'll be out in the online edition. So back to post-Trump sex disorder, which I was first asked about in Cosmo by Julie Vodnal, who's a great editor of different things. Anyway, I said, yeah, it's a real thing. People get disturbed by Trump and it affects their sex life. Like, for instance, if your husband of 30 years was just deported, you know, you might have an empty bed syndrome. I mean, really. And if you're a sex worker and you're dealing with Sesta Fosta, you're afraid for your life. And sex is your profession. And maybe some trans people are also afraid for their lives. And then there's the more kind of, syndrome, post-Trump sex disorder, where it's just like one of you wants to have a romantic evening and the other one is like glued to the tube watching Trump or watching somebody talking about Trump or, you know, watching the Democratic primary beauty contest or they're all saying they can win against Trump. And it's really, it's bad for people in many, many ways. It is a form of disorder in many ways. I'm not saying Trump derangement syndrome. And you know what? I kind of think if you don't have some level of disorder about this guy, you're deranged. Or you're in denial. Or you've got a Herculean ability to compartmentalize. And you know what happened to Hercules? Anybody know what happened to Hercules?
No, what happened?
Okay, I'll tell you what happened to Hercules. The world's strongest man was given a coat, a beautiful coat by his wife, a robe, and he put it on, and it just sent daggers into his body. His wife thought it was going to be an aphrodisiac. She gave it to him, was given to her by a centaur, who, of course, gave it to her just after Hercules, shot an arrow into his chest, and he was dying, and he said, take this robe and give it to your husband. It will make him lust for you. And, of course, she wanted him to lust for her because he was cheating all over the place, Greek gods.
He was being
home. And, you know, it didn't do that. It was not an aphrodisiac. It kind of killed him in the sense that it hurt him so bad he killed himself. So, you know, this was a sex disorder of a very, very high level. The Greeks were very familiar with these psychological, sexual, life and death problems. And we're in denial about them to a great degree. They were very aware of sex. All of their gods and goddesses had sex.
Yeah.
Our gods, they don't have sex. I mean, I don't know. Some of them are virgins. Others don't. I mean, they're just like spirits. Anyway, the Greeks, they had sex. And it was problematic. You know, they were archetypes. Anyway, they were different. I think, you know, not that the Greeks were perfect. They were certainly very violent and very,
very
macho.
Violent.
And but, you know, in some ways a little better, maybe.
They were very intelligent, though.
And they had a certain form of democracy. That is, if you were landed gentry, you know. Anyway, so post-Trump sex disorder is it comes in all shapes and sizes. But you would not believe, or maybe you would, because you were one of the people that sent me the avalanche of hate mail that I got from this. It was crazy.
Donald with the Confederate flag.
Can people hear her, or is she just... I don't know if people can hear. Blossom is talking.
Sorry.
And so I don't know if I should respond to her. I'm going to take a moment to just suck on my straw. This is just a straw. Okay. So, yeah, so I got a bunch of hate mail. I haven't gotten so much hate mail since I wrote about the rape of Iraq by Bush, who was kind of a worse president than Trump in a way, because he started all these wars, and he paved the way for Trump. But in any case, it's a complicated story. You can find it on my site. And very tragic, filled with war and death, and people threatening to kill me a lot. And this avalanche of hate mail, maybe it wasn't even hate. It was more mockery, like trying to mock me. I see people signaling and talking. Is this anything to do with me? No. Okay. So back to my mockery. Maybe I was trying to avoid it, but it was, you know, kind of painful. I didn't like being mocked. But I must say it's better than being threatened, you know, like, I'm going to find you and kill you, you know, bitch. Although they did call me the bitch names and all those names. They're coming out. I'm going to do an article on it. But in any case, you know, it's interesting. As Harry Sapien said, you touched a nerve, right? You touched a nerve. So I guess I did, and yeah, it's an easily mocked thing because sex is easily mocked, but it's real and it hurts. You know, it hurts that those people who are separated by Trump's horrible immigration policies, and it hurts to people that are, you know, in fear over his other bad sex policies like Sesta Fosta, which is actually Congress's fault too. And trans discrimination policies. So I mean, I'm okay with it. You know, I feel actually in some ways an affinity with my haters because none of us are billionaires. Okay, we are not the 0.001%. I see their pain. I feel it. I hear it. Maybe it's my imagination, but I think when they lash out at me, they are expressing their own pain. And some of that is sexual, and some of it is just, you know, social. And they've just chosen to align themselves with the clown and maybe get some sex out of it, you know. Maybe enjoy, as Chauncey said in the Salon piece, he says, people fantasize about being inside of Trump. Back to anal sex, I guess. I don't know. We didn't get into that. I didn't talk about anal sex on Salon. But, I mean, I know that they a lot of them fantasize about the big, bad, sexy daddy. I mean, not sexy to me, but for some, the big, bad daddy is a sexy character. It's, you know, I can go with it for fantasy role play. Big, bad daddies are usually bad for the family.
It's not good.
Not good for anybody. So anyway, I go for the bonobo way. I try to reach out to my haters and express some love, you know, and who knows, maybe change some hearts and minds. I don't know. They certainly open my heart and mind all the time, as do all of you. You know, I like it when we have common values, common interests, but I'm okay if we're different. There's got to be some respect, and don't threaten my life. And then the mockery, I don't know, I'm not so into that. I'm into mocking you, you piggy. Oh, speaking of piggies, it is Chinese Year of the Pig, and we're going to talk about that more in a minute. But I do want to say, what do I want to say? What? Chinese Year of the Pig. Yeah. By the way, I know it seems like it's a good thing for pigs to be in the Year of the Pig. But according to the Chinese New Year, it's not really that good. So if you are ruled by the pig, either in terms of your Chinese astrological sign or just your attitude, this is not a good year for you. I'm happy about that because, you know, piggies, they do symbolize wealth. And I just learned from Rami that pigs are... they have 30-minute orgasms. I am impressed with that. And they are smart, you know. They're smart, you know. By the way, we got these piggies in France, and they're cartoon. They're not really having sex. They're just cartoonishly embracing each other.
They're hugging.
They're hugging. And they're a bank. So they're for, you know, people who want to accumulate wealth. See, I have none. My wealth is apparent in other ways.
Piggy bank.
Yeah, and I'm nothing in my piggy bank. But, yeah, these piggies, you know, the super rich, they have a different kind of disorder, actually, that my counterpunch writer, fellow counterpunch writer, Chuck Collins, aptly called excessive wealth disorder, okay? And like some PTSD, EWD causes suffering, except not so much for the people with excessive wealth, because their biggest problem is figuring out if they're wearing their ostrich coat or their python. But other people that their excessive wealth, having three people in the United States with as much wealth as like half the country, or I don't know what the statistics are, but it's terrible. It throws people into poverty, no health care, this constant war, which is really for the 0.001%, and climate change acceleration, because a lot of them are, you know, gas guzzlers, and not just personally, but their businesses. So, yeah, and keeping Trump in office. A lot of them will criticize him, but they want him in there. You know, he's the clown. He's the clown that distracts you from the kleptocratic plutocracy. How about that? That means they're stealing from you, and they're already much richer than you, but they're still stealing, and they're under the big top, and you're not looking... because you're looking at the clown. You know, and the clown is funny. The clown is weird. The clown says stupid things, you know. And so we all look at Trump, and I do too. And that's part of post-Trump disorders of different sorts, is that he distracts us from the real problems that we have in politics, in the world, and in our lives, in our sex lives, you know, because people do just watch that stuff. Well, I got to see Colbert. I got to see, and oh, Rachel Maddow. And oh, maybe we'll break this post-Trump sex disorder, because all the Mueller people, the people that loved Mueller, got a little rude awakening. I got to say, I never loved Mueller. And I did say that quietly, but I said it on my show. He worked for he was the head of the FBI. Bush appointed him. He helped to cover up what the FBI did wrong and what Bush did wrong with 9/11. He helped to cover up so much of Iraq and all the lies. He's full of lies. He's a typical Republican. Why did you guys think he wanted to bring Trump down? Well, maybe he kind of wanted to act like he was bringing Trump down. Who knows? But, you know, he didn't bring him down. And yeah, we haven't seen the full thing. Who wants to read all that boring stuff? Anyway, it's not as interesting as the Star report about Clinton and Monica. That was fun. And the blowjob. Wow. But this is more about real problems. Yes. And the corruption. And yes, Trump might not be guilty of collusion with Russia, probably because, as people were saying all along, the whole group of them were too stupid to figure out how to do collusion. But there's so much corruption with Russia, with Saudi Arabia, with just racists, just the white supremacy, just so many reasons to impeach this guy, and you're worried about a bunch of Russians. I like Russian dressing. I actually, you know, loved having our Putin and our, we would have somebody dress up as Putin and somebody dress up as Trump. Sometimes it was Danielle Watts as Putin. She won an award for that. And then Tim as Trump or Putin. Anyway, man, you know, we did a lot of, you know, sort of humping and bumping, and I enjoyed it. I think one of the best things about Trump is the way he tries to make bromance with our enemies. That's the bonobo thing, the only bonobo thing he really does, is try to make a bromance with guys who could hurt us. And I think that's good. I think that's better than what anybody else wants to do, you know, that's in power. Of course, he doesn't really accomplish that much, and he's, but anyway, you know, love Putin. Hey, the bear doesn't just have claws. He has nukes, okay? So let's not, you know, make another Cold War that could turn into a hot war. So let's just let that go and go after this orange, just narcissist, for malignant narcissist, for what he's really harming us for. And that is mostly just giving away the whole place to the 0.001%, and that includes the earth, okay? So that's what we should be after him for, not collusion. Anyway, corruption. So piggies, let's talk about piggies for a moment, and then we're going to take a tour. But I want to introduce you to the reason, but Captain Max left. Captain Max, this is involving you. Okay, 911 Captain Max. All right, well, in the meantime, I will say that my tank top was created by Gonzo Bonobo, and that is Christopher Lee. And the drawing is by Disney artist Helene, and it shows that I am a boho bonobo with emphasis on ho.
Oh.
Right. Although I'm not, you know, that kind of sex worker. Everything I do is perfectly legal. I just talk. So Max is gone? Okay. So what else? So I have on Yale panties, right? You can see.
Gotta have the Yale panties.
And garters. Okay. Came back in time for my revelation of my alma mater's underwear. Alright. So I was just gonna say there are various piggies in our midst. And a lesser, you could say, or maybe the word is lessor, L-E-S-S-O-R, piggy, would be our former landlord, HP Capital Investments. Isn't that right, Max?
Well, actually, they're called S-W-I,
Success
with Integrity.
Oh, okay. Well, that's another name. But one of their names is HP Capital Investments. Right. Another name is Hector Padilla,
right.
You know, or Padilla.
Who's, by the way, he's the nephew of the city councilman,
yes.
Alex Padilla.
Yeah. And there's a fascinating article about him in the Orange County Register that shows how he's ripped off people much more vulnerable than us. Now, with us, he bought our place, and told us actually that he was going to do swing houses with us, too.
He owned a bunch of swing parties with us or something.
And that he wanted to get us a new place, bigger place, but certainly wasn't going to, mess with our lease. And lo and behold, once he buys the place, he messes with our lease. And we had a lease to renew for another 5 years, and he basically broke it.
Jeff Lloyd. Horizon Realty.
Oh, yes. Horizon Realty.
Hi, Jeff.
They were something.
Hi, Jeff.
Right.
Hi, Hector.
So, we had to leave. We were kind of, stuck. We had to leave. We loved our old Bonoboville. It was a great place in West L.A. in Inglewood. We had some great times there. But honestly, we've had great times at every one of our Bonoboville's, including all the ones downtown. And before that, we were in the Hollywood Hills. And before that, we were in the hotel in Westwood, right.
Westwood.
And that was where we did our HBO shows, right? They were exciting. So they were all done in a hotel, a real hotel that is no longer a hotel. And before that, it was in the penthouse right above the Playboy Mansion. And before that, it was in my little condo. Yes, a romantic.
Yes.
Before we got married, we started doing the shows. Because I was doing shows on K-Fox, and then we thought, you're talking about sex, why not do it in a bed? And I decided to bring a bed, or Max decided.
No, and actually you decided.
Maybe I decided. Okay, so we brought a bed into the studio. And then we just figured, well, why not just do it from our bed? And we got this very newfangled unit at the time. I forget what, a Gettner device.
Gettner.
And that helped us to broadcast from home.
Okay.
And now everybody does that, but we were broadcasting from home, from bed.
On 73 radio stations.
That's right.
In the country, right?
Oh, yeah. So
the legend.
Anyway, now we had to leave. We didn't want to pay the rent that he jacked things up to. He offered to have us stay. He didn't really want us to leave exactly. He just wanted us to pay 50% more.
Almost 50%
more. Basically that much more. And we did not want to do that, especially since that was not right. But of course, it's the area where the forum is. I just want to clarify for you, Hector.
Hi, Hector!
He also said that he broke the lease because we were late on our payments 4.5 years ago, which no one ever came after us. But what he didn't say, and what the other landlord didn't say, is that when we moved in, there were 10 tenants in the building.
Oh, yeah.
And
she's like, oh, God, yes.
And we got sued by them. It was a nightmare. And we lost a partner who was supposed to help us. And anyway, so the payments were a little late, but...
Because we were busy.
We were busy, you know. And Mr. Jeff Lloyd.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Remember us? Well, Mr. Jeff Lloyd knew all about that. And he didn't want to kick us out. He couldn't pay the rent. He couldn't pay the bank. And we came in and saved the whole building.
We did. And we improved the building so much. But anyway, that's done.
That's done.
And now
not yet. They're going to get sued, both of us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not really done. We have to sue them. Expensive. I'm sorry.
It really is expensive.
Of money and energy and time, and it's traumatic. Talk about a stress disorder. I got one from moving. I've got a bubble wrapped brain, and yet, you know, when life gives you lemons,
and it does give you lemons,
you make lemon scented lube.
Yes, lemon.
That's what I mean. Not just lemonade. You make, and you have great sex. You know, a little citrusy, and we have a lemon tree.
And we have a lemon tree. Lemon scented.
So we're happy. This is the new Bonoboville, the new Villa Bonobo, also, and it's kind of. Fun. We should have a look at it.
Well, it's lots of fun. It actually has 14 offices.
It's lots of fun.
Right.
Yeah. Every office, by the way, listen to this, Google and Apple and all you guys. Every office has a shower.
Wow.
And a crown seat, or what are they called?
They're like executive offices. Every office is an executive.
Has one of those. So every office has a shower and the bathroom and a toilet.
Wow.
And a sink.
And so before we take the tour, I just want to say, you know, besides getting the bonobo away, you've got to get Splosh and Art. It's on Amazon, so you can get it.
Woo! Splosh and Art!
I don't know. Some of this you can show on Facebook. It features, there's Gypsy Bonobo, there is Madame Marguerite, and Madame Marguerite, we're going to see at DomCon. We're excited. And there's Danielle Watts, famous actress. And winner of the Best Putin Award. She did a great job playing Putin in one of our shows. And let's see. Oh, there's Wisnu, Michael Wisnu. And this is about Splosh, of course. And there's Be Live back there with the whipped cream dripping off of his head. let's see. I want to make sure to show pictures that don't show spoken word, yeah, that don't show nudity, right? There's not a lot of nudity. Oh, there's Be Live. He's bald there. You know, I just want to say I love bald men with big ideas. Bald men with big ideas. I could look at Gideon. He's bald. I'm looking at him. I'm really thinking of Bernie Sanders, I feel the burn.
I felt it
somewhat last election, but I really feel it now. And
he's a great man.
And I do think he is going to help those people suffering so badly from, excessive wealth disorder.
Excessive wealth. Privilege.
And that is why Bernie he's at the front runner in the Democratic primaries. He is the front runner. Okay? From observing the mainstream media, because they don't like to talk about Bernie. They love to talk about Beto. And by the way, I love Beto too, but I don't Beto was great when he was against Ted Cruz.
He's great when
and Elizabeth Warren is cool. I really like Elizabeth Warren. I just think she's a little... She hasn't come into the... Bernie has a history. And
Bernie
you can
does.
Tell when you look at pictures of him when he's young and he's fighting on the front lines of the civil rights mm-hmm. movement. And the police are picking him up, you know, while he's trying to tie himself to a woman that's you know, protesting. And yeah, he does look almost as old as he is now. But he was young then. And
Benjamin
that was,
syndrome.
You know, that was exciting. I mean, that is exciting to me that he has a history. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I might become a burner. I am a burner. I am. And Splash and Art, there we go. And this is our new magazine that I hope we will have out in time for, I'm not sure what I can show here, but there I can show that. That's Catherine Imperio. And there's Bezos.
Bezos.
You know, who of course exposed Trump's pecker and all for the good. And in his involvement with the Saudis. But he is also censoring our magazine. So we might have to cut out some juicy pictures.
Well, I don't know, even if we cut those juicy pictures out, it's not quite clear what is against their...
they're never clear.
Their rules. So here's the funny part. So we can't... possibly, perhaps, print this here. 13. So we might have to go to a communist country to get our sex magazine published.
Wow. We might have to go to a communist.
We might have to go to China.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
We're kind of in China. We're in the LA China.
What happened to America?
We're in the LA China.
China.
And then, for me, America.
Are there tariffs involved?
For me, America.
Anyway, come rain, it doesn't matter. It's going to come out.
Oh, here. Here's one of the pictures.
Rain or
I
shine.
I should show
rain
you.
Or
rain or shine.
Max, come over here.
I'm coming
you've got the non-Facebook camera.
Yes, I've got
so
the
So here's one of the pictures that I think was...
Oh yeah, I'm sure that they all got very excited.
So don't show the Facebook camera on this.
There it is. There it is.
That's fun, and that's Dayton Rains, who is always showing her better parts.
Always showing her better parts.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a great magazine and features a lot of our friends at DomCon, so we hope. You know, we will have it out in some form before DomCon.
It'll be out.
And Bianca is working on it with us. Bianca is also
Bianca
taking
pictures.
Don't shoot her. I'm just
don't
saying.
Shoot
her. Don't shoot.
Don't shoot, Ben.
Okay. So now I am going to go on a little tour, right?
Yeah.
Right. I guess I'm going to leave all my stuff here.
Yeah.
And so... And the piggies.
And the piggies. The piggies gonna
right.
stay.
Should we start in the kitchen? Why is that?
First
closed?
Of all, my wardrobe.
my stuff I can do.
These look like people trying to get in. I swear. I really got some sort of disorder.
This is the borderline.
Yeah. And this is my beloved Eames chair. Some of you have taste in furniture and know that this is a very special designer. And the banana is just sharing.
It's also an original
chair with me. It's an original Eames chair. This is not anything, you know, kind of
knockoff.
It's not fake news, right? This is a original Eames chair that my mother had, and it's I think it was made in 1960. So it's quite old and fun, and I'm going to kick the banana out and sit in
it
because it's just like sitting in a baseball glove.
Like
that's the idea. It's and you cannot really accomplish anything in this chair.
You can't accomplish
that's what
anything.
I love about this chair. It's not like all the modern chairs that are all about, you know, getting your work done. This is about just... Hanging out. In your baseball glove. It feels like a baseball glove would feel if it was a chair.
If it was a chair.
So, anyway.
I'll let the banana sit there so that Betsy doesn't. Because Betsy,
Betsy will be all over that.
All right, so where are we going? Oh, we're opening our grand curtains.
I don't know why it's closed.
This is a very grand place. Our other place did not have high ceilings. And downtown, we always had high ceilings. These are not as high as downtown, but they're pretty high.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And we're doing a whole shoot.
Okay.
All right. So, as you can see, we've got a lot of boxes and packages. And I love boxes and packages because I have a dirty mind. I also love chairs, as you can see. There's a lot of chairs. And the monkey rocker is somewhere in there. And so is the Sibian and the bunny, the motor bunny is somewhere in there. And all of our goodies are in there. Okay. But they're all kind of packed. So now we're moving right along into the kitchen. I do believe this is the biggest kitchen we have ever had. And so there's going to be a lot of sex on the kitchen tabletop here. Although it's a little crowded for anybody to have sex. This is just a test, though. But eventually, we're going to move this aside and have some good sex on the kitchen table. This is really an industrial kitchen. It's amazing. And Anna, where's Anna? Anna is in charge of the kitchen, so she should be here.
She's walking this way.
Okay. So, you know, we have fruit and olive oil, and here's Anna.
Hi.
How do you like this big kitchen?
Oh, amazing.
Yes. Okay. This is Anna's kitchen. Well, it's our kitchen.
Yes, our kitchen.
Anna's kind of in charge.
Yes.
And
thank you.
Oh. Well, thank you for keeping it clean and cooking. And I mean, we all cook and we all are supposed to keep it clean.
Yes.
Because this is Bonoboville and we're kind of a community. But
and we have spices.
And we have many spices. Look at all these spices. Jesus. And here's this crazy guy. This is not the one that sings, "When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore." We have another guy like that, and that is what Max sang to me when I was sick. So I got better. Like a pizza pie. All right, outside thinking, outside box. See, I like the phrase, think inside the box, which is what the G-Spot apparel people talk about. They think inside the box because the box is where it's at, baby. Yeah. So, going past sculptures. By the way, our 27th wedding anniversary is next week. Here's Miguel. And here's Mar. Mar's accomplishing a lot right now.
This is Miguel.
But Mar's going to have to edit this.
He's
getting a little time off right now. Here's my Steinway Baby Grand piano that somebody's going to play. And the 27th wedding anniversary. There's not very many colors or stones or flowers or symbols, but one symbol is sculpture. So we'll unveil, my bust, created by Yossi Vardan, and a whole bunch of other sculptures. Sculptures kind of come last. Right now we're trying to find chairs and tables, and there's kind of that's our latest excuse for
no trespassing.
No trespassing, right. All right, so here's some speakers. Wow, giant speakers.
Giant speakers.
Whoa, in a size room you have the speakers. Oh, and here are our St. Andrew's crosses that we're soon going to be tying people to. So they're kind of under wraps, so to speak, just in case the neighbors come over, which they have been. And they're very nice furniture. Right. Anyway, crosses. St. Andrew would love them. And boxes, many, many boxes. We are the kings and queens of boxes. And we have a lava lamp. Hopefully we'll open up the lava lamp now. And this is our hallway. Are we going down here? We don't want to go down there. That's too much
down here.
Of a mess. Okay, here's our on-air sign. Look at this. It's an old on-air sign with a little doohickey given to me by John Clark, my second radio show producer. And so, here we go down Bonoboville hallway with all kinds of sequestered stuff, boxes, and a lot of paintings. We have a lot of art. This whole place is going to be an art gallery. Oh, there I am. That was taken quite a few years ago. And, of course, always playing with the mask. And moving right down the hall. I don't know if we're allowed to say whose rooms these are.
Offices?
No, they're offices, but they're rooms as well. And a bunch of boxes, and oops, be careful going around. Frame, this is an excellent piece of art, like the Banksy production. You don't have the art, you just have the frame. And there's some Bonobos by Mario Sosito. Here is our
edit bay. Not quite finished.
No. That's where we edit things. And, you know, we're really still in boxes, I'm realizing.
And here we are.
Hey, what's up?
And this is Rami.
Oh.
And he's not lights. No lights on Rami. And so we're not really showing our private offices. But we are sort of half showing them. Okay, how about your office, Max?
Yes, you can show.
Oh, I can show Max's office because Max just loves to show off.
So here's my office.
Oh, this is his office. Sorry. Yeah. Whoops.
And so this is my little office.
Route 66.
So I hitchhiked on Route 66. I came over on a ship, but it wasn't the Titanic. And this is the staff, my first newspaper. This is the ship that I came over on.
Wow.
There it is. These are some of my magazines. This is the girl that I love when she was just a little girl. And this is me when I got fired.
I got fired.
After I sold my magazines. Okay. And so my office is not finished yet.
More Maryland.
As you can see, it's one big mess.
To the courtyard.
One big mess, see? But I have Titanic here. And behind this mirror, in this office,
is a shower.
It's a shower.
Yeah. Wow. I can't reach it right now.
And over here,
did we mention the shower?
Over here is
an executive bathroom.
An executive bathroom.
And here is soon to be our, our garden. And we're going to have a pool and a jacuzzi. And we already have a lemon tree. And it's kind of cold out here right now. We're in the mountains. And a lot of mountains. Okay. But we're going back in so we don't alarm the neighbors. And as you can see, lots of bubble wrap.
Lots of bubble
wrap. We are all about the bubble wrap.
Lots of bubble wrap. This is my desk.
It looks great.
My desk.
Okay, so here we go.
Are we going to your makeup?
We'll go to my office, I guess.
Look how good Anna looks. Come on, look at this. She's so cute.
Okay, so now we have. What should I go to first? This is my area. But don't go in there. Okay. So now, this is my office, which is really isn't. It's got a lot of boxes, what can I say? But it also has. What does it have that's fun? It has this picture of Max and I getting married. And,
there's a shower.
There's a shower.
See that?
Oh, there's the shower.
Look at that. And back there is the royal throne.
Here's my Yale degree.
Woo-hoo!
It's gonna go on the wall.
And some
bubble
art.
Wrap.
A little art.
And Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality degree.
And here are your brains.
Here are your brains.
There are my brains.
Right there.
And here's
one,
more
two,
magazines.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hard drives.
And there's my sexy painting. I don't know, it's kind of taboo looking.
We're going to go
I don't
across
know if you can
the
show
bay.
That.
Yeah. Oh, and here's when Dr. Susie was a mime.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
And here's where I was a mime.
Yeah. And there.
Just in case I lose my voice completely, I can always do mime. It'll be mime radio. Like you've never heard before. Okay, so now this is the beginning of the wardrobe. Here we go. So if you've got a shoe fetish, come on over here. Well, first we'll go, I guess these are some, you know, I don't know if I have enough lingerie. If somebody wants to get me more, I'm open to it. So if you like lace and silk and ribbons and all these sexy things. And then there's all the shoes.
And there's the shower.
And there's another shower. Right, and boas are in here. So somebody should take a picture right from here with the shoes. Come on in here.
This is the makeup area. We'll take a
quick turn.
Need my shoes. All right.
That was interesting.
Yay, shoes. And oh, one more time. Then other people should be talking. Where's Max?
I'm in here.
Oh, okay. Why don't you talk? She wants to.
I'm talking. So right now we're in Dr. Susie's makeup area, and this is some of her hats.
Okay.
Just a few of the hats.
So my makeup area. Oh yeah, the hats. The hats are above. They're a mess, but and the nail polish. Oh my God, I seem like one of those excessive wealth disordered people, but I really everything here is quite cheap. Thanks to China. And thanks to the fact that I'm a pack rat and I never throw anything away. Anyway, welcome to my world. Bonoboville. And there are my stilts when I want to be tall. Obviously I'm not. So I wear these stilts when I want to be tall. And I have long pants that I wear with them. So I think that's the end of the road. I mean, we can go outside from here, but we're not going to because the neighbors might get alarmed. And so here we go down the hall. Yes. Oh, look. Bride and groom. Masks. Curtain rods. Bags. Boxes. Wow. Dildos. Vibrators. And a Tiffany lamp. Not a real Tiffany lamp.
This is the hair salon.
The hair salon.
Yeah, this is open right here.
Yeah.
I've never been in here, have I? The hair salon. Wow.
Yes, which is quite a mess right now.
It's a total mess. Yeah, I don't know. That's
going to
be a green room eventually.
There's the hair sink where you can sink your hair.
Is it full of hair?
No.
Oh, this is the sink, which is for hair, but I don't know what is it.
The hair
okay.
Sink. Back there, massive amounts of art. What are you doing?
I'm playing. I'm walking down the hall. I'm so bored. But you almost tripped over a box. That would be exciting. Not in a good way, though. I'm glad you didn't trip over it. So, here we go. Back to...
And this...
Oh, the laundry room.
Watch out, no.
Oh, what is this?
This is,
Wow.
40 years of work.
Oh, my God.
Tapes.
I don't even think I've been in here.
Videos, you haven't been in here.
Jeez. This is crazy.
And we've got to put all this together. Here's your original tape recorder.
There's my disco ball.
From the first show.
Right, the first shows I did.
Right
yeah.
there. Look at
Absolutely.
That.
Music.
Anyway, that's part of our work now.
1996.
Yeah.
Right here.
1996. It was a fine year. And should we show our laundry room
sure.
or not?
Yes.
Want to see our dirty laundry?
You want to see
it looks very clean.
I know, my buns. Watch out, my buns, my poopy buns.
Say they service, do it yourself. Anyway, here's our laundry room. Pretty glamorous, huh?
Right.
Bonoboville, the new Bonoboville. It's not going to be new much longer. All right.
The new Bonoboville.
And I don't know, there's the front door. I can't go there. Anyway, a lot of Bonoboville is very, very top secret. Here's the bed.
There's the front door.
And there's Miguel and Anna.
And they're holding the Jacob Sokolov.
It's Anna Banana.
Anna Banana.
Are you all having fun yet? Isn't this fun?
Well, it's fun, yeah. But
okay,
soon
now
we'll have bigger shows.
Now we're going to have a threesome?
Now we're going to have a threesome.
Yeah.
With a banana.
Jacob's banana.
And two women.
And Anna's banana.
Anna banana. Supposed to grab a mustache.
No. Oh. So yes,
if this was made of rubber,
don't
I could
that
do
too
something.
Long.
Don't pat it too long.
The banana might shoot.
Oh my God. Don't come yet.
No, go away.
So
what time is it?
What time is it?
11:45.
11:37. 11:37. We've been going on for an hour.
We're gonna.
Don't mean it.
Closing up at midnight.
We are.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Yeah,
so 20 minutes.
The garden. The garden.
No, we've been. We don't want to
go out into the garden and alert the neighbors.
Let's go look at the plants.
Yeah, the plants.
I can go out there and show a little bit of...
maybe there's a lizard.
You don't want me to come out?
Well, with too many lights and stuff right now.
Okay. Okay, so what should we do?
Well, we can take a break, or we can end the show, or we can go have sex, or...
Well, we should have some sex. After all, this post-Trump sex disorder can be very demoralizing. Oh. So, you know, it's good to have some sex. Even if you're not in the mood, I would say do it anyway. You know, as long as you do it consensually. Don't force yourself on anybody.
Yeah.
You know, that's never a good idea, but especially nowadays. No, never. Never was a good idea, but nowadays, you know, it's it could really harm you, and it certainly harms the victim, so you don't want to do that. But you want to have some kind of sex, and it's okay to have it with yourself if you don't have a partner, because you know you're consenting with yourself. There's no confusion about that.
Yeah,
and yet, you know, a lot of people feel bad about masturbating. And I know, they laugh and they giggle like virgins when the subject of masturbation comes up. Although I like the laughter because I actually made a joke.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I do think we have to seriously honor the subject of masturbation. Yeah. And soon it's going to be Masturbation Month. And one of our greatest Surgeon General, Dr. Joycelyn Elders, was fired by none other than Bill Clinton because she said, when someone asked her at a at an education kind of conference, they asked her, do you think that masturbation is an aspect of safe sex or something like that? And she said, yes, I think that masturbation should be taught as an aspect of safe sex.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean that the teacher gets up there and teaches you how to stroke your banana or polish your pearl or anything like that. That's not at all what she meant or what any teacher does. So people that were talking about that were just being stupid.
Yeah.
What she meant and what is important is just to let people know,
yeah,
young people, all people, know that this is a way to release your inner bonobo, to
yeah,
release your frustration, to release your post-Trump sex disorder,
mm-hmm,
to release your sexual energy, your perfectly natural, beautiful energy that needs to be released. And if you don't release it, there's hell to pay. I mean, look at all these incels, and I feel for them, and I know there's a lot of feminists out there that say that they should just die. And I mean, the problem is a lot of them kill people, not a lot of them, I take that back. A few, a very small percentage has gone out and committed mass murder. And that is a terrible thing, and they blame women and sexuality and men who have sex, and it's really a terrible, terrible syndrome. And they love Trump, by the way, and they do. Maybe they don't feel he goes far enough. They love this idea of getting back at women, and it's something that they need help for with. Because they're miserable, and so we try to help with our therapy practice, which is telephone sex therapy. That's right, at the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the erotic arts and science. Yes, indeed.
It's for Kegon.
I don't remember our new number. What's our new number?
Hold on, I'll give you a second.
Oh, I don't know. All right, Mara has something to do. Get me my new number. So we got a new number, and here, this is Bonoboville.
Same info line.
This is Villa Bonobo. This is Block Studios, and this is the Block Institute. And this is where you can call. What are you listening to?
626-461-5950.
Hold on.
461-5950.
Correct.
I got it. 626-461-5950. That's
correct.
Our new number. That's the number you should call no matter what you need.
What you need.
Info.
And you know, that number might, you know, get you telephone sex therapy. It might get you webcam sex therapy. It might get you sexed. That's S-E-X-T.
Sext.
Yep, texting. You know, people do it. I think it's crazy. you know, I prefer the voice. But,
yeah.
But, you know, some people like that. We try to accommodate all the preferences.
Accommodate all.
But, you know, we have to charge money because we're not billionaires and we're not subsidized by the government. Now, I do think that the government should subsidize sex workers.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe sex work needs to be decriminalized and destigmatized and subsidized. I guess all of that stuff.
Did you hear that, Bernie?
Yeah. Bernie! Bernie-tide!
Yeah, Bernie needs to catch up with that. Bernie's got the right idea with the 0.001%. He's also got the right idea with stopping these wars.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just put it this way. If we could stop the wars, if we could stop even half the wars,
yeah,
we would have so much money to put into things that people need.
Yeah.
You know, food and cleaner air and sex. Yeah. People need sex. And it needs to be consensual. And some people have, like, very weird fetishes. And they have a hard time. Or I shouldn't say weird, but, like, well, they're uncommon. And they don't find partners easily. And so they need help. And if you don't give them help, they're going to crack up with our society being such as it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's many factors. It's not just sex. But there are many factors. There's the proliferation of guns. There's just a president that, you know, it uses violent imagery all the time. But there is this sexual denigration that I actually think is getting kind of worse. I do. I think it's sad. I see it so clearly. I see actual friends of mine that are sex writers that aren't writing about sex anymore. And you know who you are. I see people that don't want to talk about sex anymore. And I don't know. I mean, there's just as much porn as ever. Thank goddess. And I know, and people talk against porn like it's some sort of devil-made thing. Of course, I love the devil. I follow only 666 people on Twitter. And of course, the devil's original prototype is Pan, who is the patron saint of the bonobos, whose Latin name is Pan Paniscus. Do I go off on enough tangents, or should I go on more? Okay.
We have a bottle of champagne.
Yeah? Should we crack it open in honor?
Crack it against the building.
Yeah. All right, let's crack it. Let's crack that girl. Woman.
Well, that was a great show. I enjoyed that.
Is it over?
Almost.
Almost. It's almost over.
It's almost,
but we're
going to
crack some champagne. And, you know, cracking champagne always reminds me of female ejaculation.
Yeah.
Oh, don't show the label. It's really, I mean, oh my God.
Yeah.
We have some fine champagne.
It's fine champagne.
But, you know, we're not the 1%. We're not even
sparkling.
10%.
It's only sparkling.
We just have a great
California
wealth
California
of love
sparkling.
Here.
Don't,
you open
they're
it.
They're not paying. Don't show the label.
That's
you
why
open
we're
it.
Right.
Oh, I'm gonna open
I'm
it.
I'm not opening it. I'm laying here like a lady of leisure.
We're gonna open
it. Don't open it right next to me.
No,
we're gonna
open it.
Oh, and then break. Crack it open.
We're gonna
point
crack
that
it open. And we're all gonna drink it.
Careful,
we're
going to
light.
Hey, lady. Okay.
Yeah.
Pour it around.
Yeah. Here you go.
Pass it around.
Pass it around. Here you go.
You will be welcome.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. I'm sorry. Only 15 pictures of the champagne for it, please.
Leave some for me.
Leave it some.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you gave me a full glass there, girl.
Give me that one.
It's not a full glass.
I thought I was going to get the first one.
There it is. Look. That is not pee.
That is not pee.
That is champagne. And the guy, but the banana guy is getting me nervous.
Oh, well, it's just foreplay, honey. I'll be with you soon.
What?
Okay, mine. This is a lot.
I don't
How are you going to pour for everybody? Here, Anna,
there's only
take
two
some.
Glasses.
Anna,
there's only two glasses.
Here.
I'm in a smaller glass.
Here.
That glass is from the limo.
This is heavy now.
The limo, yes.
This is heavy.
Where are you going with it? Okay.
I was going
to... He's going outside
now.
I'm out
of here, man.
Hey, leave the champagne behind.
Yeah,
all right, this is Bonoboville,
this
folks.
Is Bonoboville.
This is how we operate. We
just
get all confused with each other. Okay. Well, anyway, cheers.
Cheers.
And, you know, happy place, happy new place.
Happy space.
Happy place. We're happy to be here in our new Villa Bonobo, and we hope you continue to visit us. And we love you. Yeah, we love you, love all of you love. Out there. I don't know who's out there watching. Sometimes Danielle and Chef B Live are watching. Sometimes, let's see, who else? My cousin Diane and I. I'm glad nothing terrible happened. She called me today. I thought, oh my God, somebody died. I don't know if I should shout out certain people, but Tim, Rhiannon, we love you, Rhiannon, and Goddess Phoenix, and I'm trying to think of people on
Goddess
Facebook.
Phoenix. Hi, Goddess Phoenix.
Oh, Max likes you, Goddess
Phoenix. Hey, Goddess Phoenix, hello.
Did I say hi?
Yeah, you did.
And Raven Ray.
Oh, Raven Ray. Maybe we're closer to Raven Ray now.
And Iman.
Not closer to Iman. She's in France. But I think Janelle we're closer to. Hi, Janelle. My first assistant, Janelle Hopkins. And, Mother Tink. And I don't know.
Her dog.
This gig, the party pup. And I mean, there's
Goddess
so many
Soma.
Great. Goddess Soma. She's hardly ever on social media. She's way too fine for that. And I should be too fine for that. I actually have been lately. I haven't been on social media very much. But now I'm back. And, you know.
We're back every week. Same
now,
time?
Next week is our anniversary, so send presents.
Right.
Our Beverly Hills address, which is our P.O. box.
We're registered at Macy's.
We're certainly registered at Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
We have a wish list.
We do have a wish list.
And please, nothing under dollars.
Yeah. No, we don't bother.
Don't be gauche. Love us.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
so,
bonobos.
Okay, bonobos. So, be good, be happy, have orgasms regularly, and you know, if make like bonobos. Where's the bonobo book? Okay, the bonobos are the make love not war chimpanzee, and they swing through the trees as well as with each other. And they have so much to teach us because they are very, very close to us. They have a lot of sex. Woo! They have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. That's because of all the sex. Yep. And they empower the females. The females are very powerful. All you females out there and males that want to see powerful females, and you're always hearing that that's unnatural. The bonobos show us it's natural. And guess what? The guys are not wimps. The guys are happy about it. They love it. Well, because the guys are treated well. The guys, male well-being is as important as female empowerment. Whoa. I spit. I think I'm about ready to... Yeah, or maybe it's a good thing I didn't have too much of this. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime, you need to talk. Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk. Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
brothers and sisters. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen?
You hear that buzz? That's the motor bunny.